PricewaterhouseCoopers, or PwC, one of the world's four largest accounting firms, will implement a flexible working scheme in the mainland, Hong Kong, and Macau. The company's chairman of Asia Pacific and the Greater China Area said that today is no longer the era of punching in and punching out, and a company will have more problems with a strict clock-in policy. So coming from the company's side, it seems to be firmly against the so-called maybe old-fashioned way of employees coming into the office at the same time and leaving at the same time and being tallied that way. So let's look at what exactly is this new flexible working hour scheme that's happening in this company.
So a lot of people reading the news, and especially the title, the headline of some news article, and they think, well, I can stay at home and don't have to go to work, don't have to ever step into the office anymore. That's not the case. So actually, according to the news report, there are three aspects that employees can enjoy flexibility in. They are flexible working hours, flexible working location, and flexible dressing requirement. So the dressing requirement actually explains itself. You can wear whatever you want, and as long as it's decent when you're working. But if you're working home, I think pajamas consider decent as well. But can you really work at home? Well, it depends, because according to the company's policy, it is up to the teams that are actually working, you're working in together, to figure out what works for them, taking into consideration client and businesses. So even though you work for this company, you are also in the mainland or Hong Kong or Macau, and it's already past February this year, it's still possible that your working schedule is different from your colleagues in other companies, or even in the same company but in different teams, because you guys are going to decide exactly what the working schedule would be. But what kind of flexibility are you enjoying? Actually, you might have some reduced hours. That's according to the company's website. On the official website of the company, they say that we have a so-called formal flexibility when it comes to working schemes. You can have reduced hours, meaning reducing hours to less than a regular full-time week. So if we say a full-time week would be 40 hours, if your team decide that we can accomplish our work in less than 40 hours, it's acceptable. And also we have flex time, meaning work hours more earlier or later than regular business hours. Actually, we have it here in CRI. Some of our colleagues start working 9:30 and finish working 5:30. Some others might start 9. Some others start 4 o'clock in the morning because they want to do a show called Beijing Hours. So it depends. So your team can also decide your actual working hours, as in when to start and when to finish. And there's also something called PwC at home. This is actually interesting because PwC at home means formal telecommuting, routinely working from home 3 or more days per week. And there's another category called PwC offsite. That is a telecommuting, routinely working from home 1 or 2 days per week. So the difference makes me think that if you fall into the PwC at home, you might not get as a huge bonus as the people who are the PwC offsite, because the sheer fact that they separate them into two categories would mean something, right? Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. And also you can have job sharing, meaning two people jointly fulfill the responsibilities of one full-time person or full-time position. And I don't think they're going to get two people's salary since they're doing job sharing. And also compressed work week, meaning you don't have to work 5 days a week. And all these subcategories showed us that the company has done some thorough thinking. They've actually figured out a very comprehensive schedule or scheme for you to find a way to fit yourself in, and also to promote the kind of profit for the company and get the salary in accordance.
That's really interesting. And Yohlin did such a great job. And I suppose explaining the intricacies of this very detailed program, because it's far more complicated than what I thought it'd be. Because initially, when you think about flexible working hours, it's kind of just, okay, I don't have to come in at the set time, and maybe I can have a bit more freedom in deciding what my hours are going to be. And so with this company, it seems like for each different kind of job, they have a different kind of schedule for you to pick and choose, or for you and your team to decide, kind of thing. Why do you think this is happening?
Well, according to the PwC website, the company believes that people are most successful when they have the everyday flexibility they need to meet the demands of their professional life and accomplish the things that they identify as priorities outside of their career. And according to a PwC conducted survey, which shows about 46% of the 2,000 interviewed employees said that flexible working hours and balanced work-life relationships were the factors that they value the most in choosing a job. And after taking employees' requests into consideration, they decided to roll out this new flexible working scheme. And I kind of feel that, I mean, as an employee, I really like the idea of being able to modify your schedule based off of, you know, perhaps, you know, your workload and perhaps some other things that you're doing outside of work. And I've never been really a fan of clocking in and clocking out. I mean, I worked a position where I didn't have to clock in and out, and it was a wonderful experience. So it lets the employee feel this sense of accountability for their workload, and there's a feeling of trust also with the company, and employees really, I feel that it gives them a sense of worth. And I think that a lot of people are leaning more towards being a bit more flexible, especially now apparently with millennials. It seems to be a huge demand among a lot of people in this generation, so it's definitely something that a lot of companies are leaning toward, not just PwC.
And what you mentioned, it makes a lot of sense to me. I think I remember the first time when I went to a company and was demanded that I had to clock in and out. I was hugely offended because I'm a hardworking person. I've worked overtime without asking the company to pay me. And now you're asking me to controlling me like an animal, it felt. Because I need to put my fingerprint in and tell you that I'm here and do the same when I'm out. I don't need that to control me. For someone like me, such a willing, working person, I don't need that to control. I care about what I do. I care that I deliver. Therefore, no matter the schemes, doesn't matter to me. I care about the result. But then you realize not everybody's like that. And in China, we see that government organs, most of them, if not all, have this scheme now. And I think it says a lot about the job because, like with certain jobs and certain professions, maybe there's a lot of or too much leeway for employees if maybe you can guarantee that there are such willing people that will work their socks off to produce something that they're proud of. And not everybody have that kind of, I suppose, thinking when it comes to a career or a work or their work kind of thing. But that was a bit of an overshare, actually. So I still remember the first time when I was asked to do that. I was deeply offended. That's how I felt. Anyhow, but people grow with their job, right? So when we look at PwC and their this new scheme that has been very much discussed on the social media in China, as lots of people were kind of joking that, oh, I'm going to quit my job and go try their luck with this company. And I think it shows that people are really longing for a bit more freedom. But companies, whether they think that their employees deserve that, I think is kind of a totally different story.
Yeah, I think you mentioned something about a lot of companies are government organs at some point, and it feels like there are, you know, for example, in the HR department, there are people who observe, for example, what time you clock in and what time you clock out. And it's a bit of a disregard for the quality of work that you put in an institution. And sometimes you have really good people who work hard, but unfortunately they're processed out because maybe they don't make it to work on time, mm-hmm. you know, and there's a certain number of times that you can be tardy before you are let go. So it can be a bit frustrating. But I was reading on an article by Tech Target, actually, and according to a 2018 report from Emerging Workforce Study, this was commissioned by Spherion Staffing Services, and this is in the United States. They surveyed about an average of 2,000 people, and it was an average percentage of contingent workers in their workforces, and it actually showed a huge increase from about 10% in 2017 to about 29% in 2018. And in fact, 41% of employees said that they will only work for companies that offer agile employment opportunities. So it looks like, especially for, as I mentioned earlier, in this generation, it seems that people are looking for this agility where they can work one place but still have the opportunity to work somewhere else. And the report also mentioned that a number of employees are looking to leave their current jobs. It's actually, you know, again, the millennials, with about 48% saying that they would likely look for another job in the next 3 months. And 56% said in the next 12 months. And the top reasons for moving on for all generations are unhappiness with their current salaries, growth opportunities, and the office culture. So I feel that also there could be some other underlying factors in terms of why a lot of people may be a bit more open to working other places. Mm-hmm. Perhaps they may not feel that there's a big future for them at the company. And perhaps they're not happy with the salary or the compensation.
Yeah. Well, these are, I suppose, the factors I can easily understand to be top priority, right? Mm. Because we all need to earn money to bring dinner to the table, right?
Right.
But this, you can say this is company culture where this flexible working hour thing actually is still quite high in the priority list. Is the part that I find quite interesting about American millennials. In China, I don't think there is as much studies about this, but there's one thing which kind of shocked me a little bit, that we're talking about a huge accounting firm. Mm. One would have thought that accountants are people that wear suits, very, very, specific about their jobs, because, you know, it's working with numbers and you need to go to the office to do that. Mm. So what are your thoughts that it's this company that's rolled out this, announcing in February a new flexible working scheme is going to be implemented? What's with that?
Yeah, let's travel back a little bit, because what PwC actually said was the company believes people are most successful when they have everyday flexibility. It's not that people are more comfortable or we love our employees too much. We want their life to be bright and shiny. It's more like, yeah, we know we don't clock in. It's because the clock in, clock out thing is not as productive for each and every employee than the so-called flexibility. And when we make it flexible for you, we have a very comprehensive scheme of flexibility at work. Mm-hmm. If you work at home, if you deliver well, you get your money. But if you work at home 3 days a week and you don't deliver as much, yeah, your salary is not going to be that good. And you have a company policy to refer to see that we are not deprive you from having that bonus you deserve. It's according to company policy. So I don't think they are like doing a charity work and care about their employees' happiness so much. It's more of a more scientific, more reasonable way to go when they want to give more incentive to the company, to the employees' productivity. And also, if you think about it, now you have a clear working hours. You have 8 hours from, let's say, 9 to 5. And after 5 o'clock, you go home and pick your kid or do whatever you want at home. But if it's a flexibility time, it is highly possible that your colleagues or your teammates have different working schedule as yours. So let's say you guys need to communicate. Can you really say no to them? So it is highly possible that the flexibility in working hours would be a flexibility for your boss or your colleague to contact you 24/7.
Well, you bring up a really interesting point here. That is whether flexibility is a good thing in the office when people can have so much deciding power in theory, I suppose. Of course, Nyuhun makes a really good sense that, yeah, your boss might be the one that's got a bigger say in all of this.
Right.
But yeah, but deciding on the time and the location of where you're, of you and your work, that kind of thing. So what do you think? Is it, well, Tony, you're from the U.S., one of the members of the millennials, and do you see the pros so much?
From a company's perspective, I feel that there are more pros than cons. And
pros for
flexible
working hours,
flexible working hours or contingent employees. Because, well, I mean, at least back home, I find that there's a lot of right now we have the lowest unemployment rate that we've had in quite some time. But a lot of the new work that's available isn't full time. Again, it's this flex time. So on the other side, I mean, it sounds great that there's a lot more opportunities to work. But on the other hand, if you're someone who wants benefits, for example, like social services, well, that becomes a bit complicated because you need to be a full-time employee to get those benefits. And if companies are not offering that, well, it's a bit difficult. And a lot of times, if you're working less than the full-time hours, for example, it's 40 hours a week to be full-time. And if you're working less than that, which is, there's a lot of jobs like that available now, but you don't get to, if you get sick or if something happens, a lot of these benefits are omitted. So this is also a problem for employees, but for employers, they don't have to spend so much money on employees for social services. So this is one, I guess, area of this that could benefit employers where they don't have to spend so much money on hiring more full-time workers and just using people as they need them. Mm-hmm. And I read on the Balanced Careers, it's a U.S. HR advisory platform, and it says that the flexible workforce is one that grows in number and meets the needs at a given time and then falls back to a baseline number when the increased size is no longer necessary. So that capacity is enabled by keeping the number of full-time workers to a minimum and then hiring temporary or part-time or freelance or contract workers when, you know, the demand is required. So perhaps PwC is at a point where they have the amount of people that they need and that they would like to enlist the services of other people, skilled workers, and utilize them when necessary. And so this flexible schedule may be more beneficial for the company to save money.
Or maybe the company has considered a lot of different factors and decide that we can try out this scheme to a specific group of people. Because as we can see, it's not a universal standard. It's not like, go home. We don't need you now. You can do whatever you want at home and then deliver. It's more like for different companies, different teams, they can decide on their own. So there actually that gives a room for flexibility to the company as well. And this is not the first time a company has thought about it. Actually, in 2007, IBM had rolled out their flexible working scheme already. But in 2017, they stated that no longer flexibility in working hours anymore. We need you to come back to the office and work there. And you can see the reason they're doing that. There might be some reasons, namely if you work flexible hours, you have less contact and communication with your teammates, meaning that you guys don't really know from head to toe exactly what the other person's progress is. And that's a problem because if I'm in a classroom, let's say I'm taking a test and I see all my classmates have been flipping the pages they are to the next page, then I will speed up. Mm-hmm. But if I don't know that, I'm taking the test at home, I don't have the knowledge to actually speed myself up or motivation to do that. And also, if I don't talk to my, I don't go to the office, it's possible that I don't bond with my coworkers as well. And if I don't bond with them, I don't care enough to actually do some work that they are lacking to help them, to contribute to the team. And that might be another problem. And of course, for us as individual, as minions in the company, being employee, of course, you only have a small things you can, you need to do. That's a small task. But for our bosses, for the management, they need to arrange and to coordinate a lot of different stuff. And for them, if they don't have physical person standing in front of them, having a meeting, telling them what they are doing right now, it can be a little bit tricky for them to have all the information and assign different tasks to different employees.
That's a really good point. And that, well, you definitely need staff to be present if you need to allocate certain tasks. And but I really think that this flex time is, I mean, for me, I feel like it's a definitely an advantage for people, again, who may not see a future with that company. And we can't undermine this possibility that perhaps people may be with the company and they may have other areas that they want to focus on in terms of their career. So I think that it benefits perhaps people in this realm, but a lot of people that are looking to, say, grow with the company, I think that this could also be a factor that could be a bit difficult. I mean, what if are these options available at, you know, for someone who wants to, say, they don't want to be a contingent worker and they want to work full time and they want to have more opportunities? Is that there as well, I wonder?
Well, okay. I don't think it's a bad scheme, actually. I'm just pointing out some loopholes. I think there might be
some loopholes,
but I agree that flexibility in working hours could be a trend in the future, but there has to be some prerequisite. For example, you need to consider what kind of job it is. Mm-hmm. So if you're a news anchor, you want to do news at home, you might just start your own private radio station and stop working in wherever you're working right now. But if, let's say, you're a delivery man, of course you're working outside the office. So the actual feature of the job decides a lot, is a very important deciding factor in whether or not to apply the flexible working hours. Mm-hmm. And also you need to think about the actual task, or I mean, how much percentage there is for you to work with your teammate. Do you really need to communicate with others? Mm. And also you need to consider if your company provides you with the kind of facilities you need, because there, we know there is a word, a VPN. VPN is actually a kind of special kind of network for you to communicate with people within that network. So if your company has that, they can provide you with that, you can communicate with your teammate and can visit the database in the company and can have special, let's say, special lines, special cables to do that, then at least the infrastructure for working at home is there. And also your company need to be able to judge the result of your work to coordinate with other team members, then it might be a really good thing for an employee to apply flexible working hours.
Mm, you make really good points here. And actually, I think what the company really wants is to boost productivity, right? Mm-hmm. Therefore, they can make more money. And if you're lucky enough, the company can give you a bit more financial reward as a result. So it also depends on the philosophy. I think the company wants, whether it is result oriented, or is it that they just want to see you at your working station, and that's the way that they judge whether you've worked hard or not? And well, we see some companies like PwC that is giving a little bit more free rein for the teams to decide, and also you see IBM, which is a tech company, and then we see that they've made a U-turn in returning to no flexible working hours. We'll be back.